You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, that's where we kick off the show with a sense of market movements. I'm joined on the line by Otto 1890's David Shapiro to take a look at market movements and see if we can make sense of them. Uncle David, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. You're in the US at the moment. ADP numbers came out today. Are you surprised that they came out beating estimates?
I think the market's surprised because markets are down today. We've seen the US markets take a little bit of a knock. And I think this has created the argument now that we will or could get a rate increase, particularly with inflation sticky because of higher oil prices. So I think that's what the market's responding to. For the first time in a number of days now, the S&P is down, the Nasdaq's under a bit of pressure, and I think all relating to very well, when I say strong, they were in line with the expectations, but I think there is a view that the labor market's under pressure. But Jimmy, no sense of that at all. I think US markets, even if you looked at the numbers that came out of the US today, some of the other data, still very steady. That was the services number. So interest rates there, we've seen the 10-year bonds kick up, markets a little nervy now. There's no sense of an end to the war as well, I think, which is another factor weighing on the markets.
Uncle David, when we look at the equity markets, obviously they would feel that risk off sentiment, and those jobs numbers and that labor market would have markets quite concerned. But I'm looking at the Rand as well against the US dollar. The Rand's been able to hold firm. If I look at the US dollar, perhaps against other major currencies as well, the likes of the euro, the British pound, the dollar has been showing some signs of life and fighting back there as well. The dollar index isn't where we've known it to be, but it is also very indicative of the fact that the market does have a bit of caution around what's happening in the US.
Oh yeah, I can't reconcile all of that. It's very difficult to make sense of it, particularly the Rand. It could be that we're attracting money. I'm watching our bond market very carefully. Yes, it's been under a little bit of pressure, but the rates are still pretty steady. If you look at long-dated bonds there, I think we're holding up incredibly well. The JSC is feeling more pressure than the bond market. So you've got a JSC, and this is where the conundrum is. This is where the difficulty comes trying to reconcile this, because you've got a relatively strong Rand at 16.30. The bond market is holding up. When I say holding up, it's still doing pretty well and attracting money, and rates are okay. But then if you get our equity market under a lot of pressure, particularly those sensitive to interest rate hikes in our consumer stocks, and then you've also got a gold market that's hovering, and that's where you can't reconcile that with the dollar. With the dollar under pressure, you would expect gold to go up. But Jimmy, that's where's it trading now? I think under 4,400 relative to where it was, over 5,000 at the beginning of the year, and certainly as the war broke out. So I think those are your gold's just a little over 4,000. So platinum's under pressure. So that's where we're having difficulty trying to balance these two different markets. But you're right in sensing that the Rand is holding up pretty well.
Uncle David, that balance and that confusion, that's not something that just you and I are experiencing. Markets are clearly experiencing it as well, because when I look at the other equities markets, granted Asian markets would have been trading earlier in the day and they might not have had the chance to fully react to the US jobs numbers, but they had a green day. By and large, the Nikkei in Tokyo are having a green day as well. So the look through there is, the markets are now behaving almost independently. Each economy, each sector, each market behaving on its own now.
Very difficult. It's a lot of confusion. There's no kind of connection between the various markets. Look, the Asian markets, if you look at South Korea and you look at Taiwan, particularly because of their exposure to AI semiconductors, they've done pretty well. But Tencent came under pressure today quite a bit, which took down Naspers and Process. But I mean, overall, those, as you say, Asian markets are holding up. And you never know what's going to happen you know, from one day to the next. I think the one thing we're watching very, very carefully is that SpaceX will be listed next Friday on June the 12th. And this is the start of many IPOs that are coming to the market. When I say many, you know, we're looking forward to Anthropic and also to OpenAI. Also, Alphabet has gone on to the equity market to raise money, not going to the debt market. So there's still huge amount of talk around the future of AI. There is many, in fact, the media is almost unanimous bearish and starting to warn about bubbles again and this can't go on and so on. So you've got a lot of conversations going there, kind of causing confusion in the market. But it's going to be very interesting to see how SpaceX performs. It's Jimmy, this is going from 0 to 1.8 trillion or 1.75 trillion. You know, it's got no value on the market now. So you, when it does list, that's what its underlying market's going to be. They're raising $75 billion, which is not an incredible amount of money relative to the size of the company. But how markets respond and how investors respond, it's going to be very interesting. There's going to be as many short sellers as there are buyers. So I think we've got a very interesting week next week as we prepare for Mr. Musk's, you know, shot on Mars.
Certainly lots to look forward to as we go into next week. For now, this week, the markets are still holding steady. We are still finding that there is still perhaps some value in the market and perhaps some value in the AI trade. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks as always to Otto 1890's David Shapiro for joining us to take a look at markets and help us make sense of what might be driving them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.